Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Passion in these girls.
I know.
They're feeling it, man.
They really are.
Yeah, so am I. Yes, you guys. Yes, that's right. You hear that. You hear my voice. You hear Kelsey over there, too. And you know what that means? It means we fooled them again.
Yeah, we did.
We made it through another week to your day. Friday is your day. Much as I'd like to say it's Pooja's day, I'd even like to say it's Pooja and Kelsey's day. I'd even like to just say, well, what the hell is Kelsey's day?
No.
Your day.
No.
That goes for partners, bosses, boyfriends, girlfriends, up, down, and all around. Your day. And as you know, I was put to task to... Oh, yes. DJ Pooji Pooj just always killing it.
I was not expecting that.
Listen carefully. You want to know why Liberace was amazing?
Why?
This song. Not to mention his live performances.
Yeah.
This is Love is Blue.
Okay.
Mm. It's beautiful.
Yes. Very popular tune. Instrumental in the 70s. We don't have instrumentals like we used to. 70s, yeah. 60s, 70s, 80s, lots of instrumentals, no lyrics. Needless to say, thank you, DJ Pooji Pooj. This helps. It helps me.
A little vibe switch.
Well, a couple. I'm telling you, the two Lonely Guy episodes that I put out while I was focused.
Yep.
AKA, you know that on Friday, I was medicated. And I thank you all for your patience. And by the way, your support was amazing. And Queenie was super impressed.
Yeah,
she's like, honey, look at all these comments on the Patreon, like for the Lonely Guy show.
Yep, they loved it.
Well, I think you guys always help root for us, and we do appreciate it. But that leaves us with today's episode, which is an RGF-0.
Uh-oh.
And as you know, the thing with RGF-0 is it's the same great taste as Regular Guy Friday, but zero the calories.
Exactly.
Zero the takeaway.
Zero substance.
Because as I've said, listen, you've got your first 30 episodes, lots of takeaway, not much else in there, but we'll get through. Listen to Liberace. Can you make that a little louder for me, honey?
Just tickling that ivory.
He was just a great showman. But you know what else, too? People are always like, wow, he wasn't a great pianist, but he was a great showman. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, watching his fingers go?
Yeah. Can you play this?
I mean.
Come on.
Yeah. I want to see you try.
Yeah. Right, Pooj? You tell him.
Yeah.
Anyway. RGF-0. I was thinking of a really, really funny story. There was a character in my life called Homeless Joe. Homeless Joe Campesano. Yes.
I'm so excited.
I love Homeless
Joe. So Homeless Joe, yeah, Homeless Joe in the carny business. Many, many an adventures with him. Homeless Joe was good on the sausage grill. That was his thing. He could make sausages, and he could sell them, and he was honest. But probably one of the more unlikable and obnoxious human beings you'd ever want to meet. He was pretty incorrigible to the point no one ever really wanted to be around him.
Oh, God.
And he was homeless. So, but I saw him working for somebody else, and he was just such a character. And he was good on the sausage grill. And I'm like, well, to my boss, who, like I've said before, loved hiring junkies. Like, that's part of the carny business, because probably only a junkie. Well, first of all, where else are they going to get hired? Second of all, they were so heavily medicated that they could deal with all that pain and suffering that you go through, et cetera, et cetera. But I was like, well, he can't do any worse than them. So he came to work for us. And by the way, like, my boss, who loved all the junkies, hated him.
Oh, God.
Everyone hated Joe, except me and my, like, inner crew, because we knew he was, first of all, it was just so great that he would annoy all the jerks around me, which I loved.
Caveat, this is not JoJo, you guys. This
not
is
Big Joe, my brother,
this is
no.
Different Joe.
Who used to, he didn't like Homeless Joe. No. Big Joe Gear does not suffer fools.
No.
But no, Homeless Joe, there's so many stories about him, but I'll try to tell one and tie it back to where you can look back at your own lives at different things. So many an adventure, 7 years with him, and we ended up getting him off the streets, getting him an apartment. Wow. It was funny. He got arrested. He always was getting arrested all the time, because he would either panhandle, or he would take some of the, he'd work for other people that didn't have permits, which my boss didn't either sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they would stick him out in the street, knowing that, so what if he gets busted, they're just going to throw Homeless Joe in jail.
Oh my God.
So yeah, all the time.
Homeless Joe.
And then one time because he couldn't keep his mouth shut, and you know, Boston cops don't play. They put him away. And I was like, wait, what? So wow. I'm like, oh man. So now I'm like, now I gotta go.
Bail
I gotta
him
go
out.
Get him out. And he was really down. I remember him. He was crying from the jail cell. Yeah, because he was like, I don't want to be. And you can talk like this. And you know, he was probably learning disabled at a time in the 60s where they were just like, oh, shut up. You're just an idiot. You're just lazy.
Sad.
And it was sad. And I'll never forget. He was so excited. He knew the exact page on the yearbook, that his high school yearbook, that he had a picture of himself on. And yeah, but anyway, I was like, okay, all right, I'm obviously gonna
go get him out.
But then I was like, then thank goodness for amazing friends. So I'm my lawyer friends, who always supported my madness. Which they'd always say, like, listen, your life is so entertaining that you are entertaining for us. So we're happy to help you, because you bring us all this great entertainment. And so they wanted to throw the book at him and put him away for like 6 months, and like Bill Rick, like a hard place, like hard time.
Wow.
Just for the multiple infractions and who knows what else. And
they were just pissed off that day.
And then Uncle Kev found a little
loophole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I said, Your Honor, I said, you know, are you his attorney? I said, no, I'm not an attorney. And she said, what is he doing in here? I said, please just hear me out, please. I said, I think you're not seeing this the right way. You know, do you know that he's actually mentally disabled? Wait, what? I'm like, yeah. And I pulled old records from the hospitals. Mm. I'm like, he's got a severe disability. Mm. And I said, and not only is he not supposed to be in jail, like, if you want to put him somewhere for treatment, like, okay, that's fine. If you think he's a menace, I said, which he's not, he works for me. But guess what, Massachusetts? You owe Homeless Joe a little sum of money.
Oh, my God.
All the years, you guys, of disability pay.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Cha-ching! So, homeless Joe ended up... This is, again, the people around me. The bad people at work wanted to kill me even more because he ended up with 70 grand.
Oh, which my
back,
God.
Back then, and for him, I mean, this was like $1 million.
Yeah.
And he got his own place. Wow. And you know what? He never drank again, which was great.
Wow.
Because he just knew it didn't agree with him. Pooji, am I still on?
Yeah.
Okay. One sec, kids.
Kels, can you hear?
There we go.
Yeah.
We're good. But he also used to let other homeless people stay with him, which was very kind.
Yeah, wow.
But you know what was really interesting, so telling, was guess what he did with the after he got a place, the next thing he did with the money was, which I found very interesting.
Give it away?
No. He didn't give it away. He went down to a funeral home. And he picked out his casket and the gravestone. And there's a place in Boston where they bury all the homeless. Mm. And he was like, no, I want to be there with my homeless brothers and sisters. I don't want to be in another. But I want, like, normally they just put them in a cardboard box and they kind of just, put them in unmarked graves. And he wanted his own stone in his own place. Wow. And he paid for all of it. And I didn't really understand it at the time. But then I realized that he felt probably that he wouldn't have existed if that didn't happen. Mm. It was like, no, I was here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like being homeless and being like nameless and faceless. It was like, no, I'm here.
Wow.
I remember when I was working at MTV, I would always have him call.
No way.
Everyone loved talking to him.
Wow.
And he was great too. He was, I can't tell you if he got any of your numbers and I said, they're dying to talk, call him.
Hours.
Would never let you off the phone, would keep calling you back.
Aww. Aww, that's kind
of
sweet.
Yeah, no, and I had one of my friends, Jason, went on an acid trip and I think talked to him for like 25 straight hours.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
But it was great though when you wanted to like prank people. I'm like, Joe, call Kelsey and look, she's going to tell you that she doesn't want to talk, but trust me. She wants to talk.
Oh my goodness.
Just, so with Joe, I used to do it all the time. With Big Joe and his angry father and his angry brother, he would call them at 3 a.m. What the hell is this?
Oh my God. I can't.
Joe Vic, I'm going to kill you, Kevin. Oh, I'm going to kill you. But anyway, he would call, when I was in the winters, then I would be nervous because now it's winter, it's cold. So if he was going to run out of money or whatever, but he would go out and panhandle, and he said, he's like, I said, what if we put you on a, he was big, big guy, he's fat, chubby, he's big, actually, he was more than that, he was big, he was probably 300 and something pounds, but anyway, I said to him, let's buy a Santa outfit, and let you go out and make money as Santa, like, you'll make a ton of money, and so he was like, yeah, okay, I'm in, so, all good, and I end up calling a store, finding it. I'm like, I'll give you my credit card number. This is the costume. You just buy it. Joe, show up. I'm like, Joe, all you have to do is just show up. He'll size you, and he'll give you the thing. About a couple hours later, the owner of the store is like, get this guy the hell out of my store. He's screaming at everybody. And I'm like, stop. Can you just put him on the phone, please? He's like, I don't even want your money. I don't want your business. Like, just put him on the phone. He gets on the phone. He's like, I'm like, Joe, I'm like, what's going on?
What's
he's like, this costume sucks. He's like, it's cheap. No, I need this. There was one in there for like $4,000 that he wanted. Yeah, he was demanding. I'm like, Joe,
God.
And so sure enough, that didn't work. We would go out to the best dinners. He'd be like, I've had better.
He just was,
like I said, he was so unlikable. Well, the reason I bring up the whole story, there's so many tales of him with us and over the years. But, you know, cut to, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 years after I met him. And, I had lost my film and I had to declare bankruptcy, which was like, I felt like I was, 2 inches tall. I was so depressed. And I hadn't seen Joe in like 3 years because I wasn't doing the carny thing anymore. I was working out in Hollywood. So I go into the court and they get the bills and whatever. I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to be paid. Great. Slam the gavel. Screw my credit for 10 years or whatever it was. And I walk out of the courtroom, like just with my head down, and I'll go outside and who's standing there?
Homeless Joe.
You bankrupt? Not even like, hey, Kevin, where you been? He's like, no, he goes, you're bankrupt. Like that.
I said, Joe.
I said, no, I'm handling something. Yeah, no, you're bankrupt. I know you're bankrupt. You have no money.
Joe.
So Joe. I was just like, and then it was great when I was like, fine, I'm bankrupt. He goes, and he was like, wait, do you have $20?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Joe, I said, there's three different like food kitchens you go to. And I know the schedule, which is why he was so big, and he would go to all of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but if you give me $20, I'll get to get the Colonel. I want the Colonel. And I just remember just wanting to strangle him. I was so depressed. And I gave him the money, but here's why I bring it all up. Is it wasn't until, I don't know, like last week or the week before that I thought of the story. And I said, Maria, why? I never asked myself why. Like, why? Why?
Why was he there?
Yeah, like I hadn't seen him in 3 years. And Boston's a big city. And like, why was he there? And did he know? And whatever. And Maria had the best response. She just said, you know, Kevin, I think it was to remind you of how ridiculous and meaningless it all was. You wanted to hang yourself over this. Like, what was the big? It wasn't that big. It was comedy must rule. It was a joke. It was your dad or the angels going, come on.
No just, biggie.
Yeah, yeah. I just laugh. It's almost Joe. Yeah. You know, you would think like those are the moments you would see your guardian angels and you would think, right? But then it's homeless Joe and it's he's laughing at me. He's making fun of me. And, you know, now I look back, I'm like, wow, that makes sense. So I wonder if we don't look back at like those stories in our lives that were weird, peculiar, ironic, interesting, and find out what the meaning is to it. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the meaning? Mm-hmm. What was the meaning of that? Mm-hmm. I wasn't like in tune enough. I was so self-absorbed at the time, more self-absorbed, that I didn't, you know, all I was thinking of was how bad I felt and why, and what is this guy doing? Oh my God, I can't even believe he's here. And I remember laughing, be like, only, yeah, no, this is my life. This is perfect. And to me at the time, I was like, oh no, I'm never getting out of this world.
Right, it's the end of
I'm never getting out of this carny insanity.
Yeah.
You know, which was probably on a message too.
Well, it's interesting because it's like that was such a pivotal moment in your life, right? And you're like, oh, all right, this is the end of the world. And then there's homeless Joe laughing at you.
Laughing.
So it is.
And then asking for $20 to get the Colonel.
It is such a sign that's like, no, it's fine. It's, you're going to get through this.
Yeah.
Wow. And
it's
funny.
It's light and it's funny and it's fun and just like, just laugh it off.
Yeah. Homeless Joe. Was that the last time you ever saw him?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and I've been, I mean, for years I tried to, and I literally just finally got word this year that he passed on probably in like 2007 or 2008.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I might go back and go to that. I know where the cemetery is and see if I can find the records. Mm. But yeah, I felt bad. I mean, I remember making a film and I had such an unruly crew that I remember saying, okay, there's only one thing left to do. And I just looked at Maria and Joe and I said, homeless Joe, get him on set, get him up here as a PA. I couldn't find him. I'm like, these kids, he's like all these like jerks on this crew, pretentious jerks. Oh, they're gonna have so much fun with their new
their new AD.
Homeless Joe.
No.
I can do it.
Oh my God.
Oh, forget what else we did. We sent him. Oh, no, this stuff gets me in trouble. I remember someone was having a family get together and we sent him by. Like nice,
and they freaked out?
Yeah, with a nice cold cut bladder, which made it confusing. So he had all this great, these great gourmet meats and breads. And hey, Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
He just didn't care, which was so great about
Almost
him.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's...
I love him.
Let's take a quick break on this... This RGF Zero edition, all the great taste of Frankly Guy Friday, and none of the calories. None of the takeaway.
Well, you know, I want to give him a tip later on because
about tease the clown. Tease.
So I teased this, I think, 2 episodes ago that I have a new nail hack, and then I never told it.
Yeah, you do.
So
we're gonna have your nail hack.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk workarounds.
It's 1 calorie.
And we'll talk. I'll tell you a little bit about the premiere we went to. I know Maria talked about it from her perspective, the Mike Myers Netflix premiere. Very interesting. Okay. All that and so much less on this RGF Zero edition of Regular Guy Freddy.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Pooja Pooja, we back.
Yeah, we are.
Nice.
Who is this? Do you know Kelsey?
Fleetwood I just told Mac.
You. Did you know that?
No.
This is them working with the USC marching band.
Oh, wow. I love Fleetwood Mac. Oh, yeah, Dodgers. There you go.
To me, it's a good fight song. Although, I'm learning so much about from Dr. Kim DeRamo and Joe Dispenza how little about life is fighting and resistance. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, I might be closer than I think, just not that close, but closer than I think, because the one thing I'll always say today, Kelsey, is what? You
win.
Thank you, Pooja. I love how Pooja listens.
No, Kelsey knew. I'm sorry.
No, she didn't.
I didn't let you give a chance.
No, she didn't know. You said it.
Kelsey sucks. Never listens.
No, honey. Kelsey, you don't suck.
Kelsey knew.
You just don't. You don't absorb.
Kevin.
What?
I have so much to absorb all the time.
This is true. This is true.
She has so many.
Okay, Stevie Nicks. How about Stevie Nicks with the baton here?
I know. I love Stevie.
But look at her having fun.
She's living her life. Yeah. When was this?
This was back before, like, this is back, by the way, before the official music videos got made. So a lot of this is just probably, like, stock footage. They probably, the marching band went down and maybe they had a concert that night and people were shooting behind the scenes stuff.
I just like that everyone's, like, there's scenes of everyone carrying stuff and Stevie's just baton twirling.
Yeah. And it's not much. It's also nice to see her being a little kid and having fun. And she's good at it, too. You'll see her again. And I think, by the way, USC probably still plays this, too. But that's my big thing I keep saying to people, like, you win.
Yeah.
You know, that's been my thing.
Universe, you win.
Universe, life, society, generations.
Wow, this is so cool.
You win.
Yeah,
you guys
got
to look this up on YouTube. This is fun.
Great song, too, right?
Yeah. What's it called, Pooch?
Tusk.
Tusk.
Tusk. Anyway.
Huh. How fun.
Yeah, we're going to learn more about surrendering. The reason I was thinking this came on the radio driving along yesterday.
So random.
But, you know, Queenie, because she's doing her thing with Joe Dispenza, I think she's spending more of her time meditating than anything else. If you, you know, everything's, I gotta meditate, I have to meditate.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're driving, when I drive, I like to drive alone.
Me too.
And secondly, like, you know, Maria, because she's very micromanagerial, it just becomes stressful, and I'm like, I'm out. Like, I have enough of my stress in my life. I'd rather just drive alone. But often because of her schedule. I've always driven her everywhere because, you know, she's tired or has a lot going on, or sometimes I can drive and she can work. So this came on and I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. I'm getting into it. And she's like, can you lower that? I'm doing my meditation. And I promise this is not about bashing Maria. It's just about life. You know, she meditated. I lowered it and drove like in silence, you know, so she could meditate. But to the premiere, but when we pulled over, I said, Maria, listen to me, honey. I said, 20 years I've been trying to teach you the art of the workaround. Mm. And you've resisted. And we know what you resist must
persist,
right? So I'm like, what do you mean? I said, well, Maria, like in college, the dorm was, someone was either like cranking music to all hours or banging on the doors or the ceilings or like, so I trained myself to go to bed with headphones. And then if the dorm was like, the floor of the shower was broken glass and vomit, well, I'd be walking in with my flip-flops. I mean, like, there's usually a workaround for the things you want to do. And I said, and she's getting really mad at me too. And I said it like this. I'm really like, so if this meditation thing is very important to you, it's having great results. I go, but you have to find workarounds because everyone else needs to live and do their things. You can't expect the whole world to just be quiet or, you know, you just can't. I said, so when we drive here, like maybe you bring your headphones or you sit in the back or guess what? I'll bring my headphones. And I'll at least put one earbud in my ear and I'll listen to whatever's on my phone. But, you know, she got very huffy puffy. But then, of course, because of the meditation, she was calmed down. I don't know if she received it or not. But the bigger thing is for all of us, for your 2 calories here, is, you know, find the workaround.
It's a great lesson.
I mean, like, I can't tell you how many times, like, our gate here is slams, right? And we'll finally be putting in a new one. And the slamming bothers Maria. And I'm like, but honey, why are you in the room that's right? Go to another room and work or mm-hmm. put your headphones on or, mm-hmm. you know. So I think there's many workarounds out there, but we would much rather we just continue to trip over the cord, rather than pick the cord up and tuck it away. Mm-hmm. We just do that every day.
I think it's a great lesson because it's just, I mean, we just make ourselves more angry, mm-hmm. right? It's mm-hmm. like we're doing it to ourselves.
Triple down even further to win.
Everyone
get more
can't stop.
No.
Yeah.
So let's
I think get, we all do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the workaround? You
I
know,
love that.
Like this, I usually can always find one. Mm-hmm. You know?
And like you said, even if it's, you know, in this example, her telling you, hey, like ahead of time, I want to do my meditation, but I know you want to listen to your music. Can you bring headphones?
Yeah, I'll bring headphones. Uh-huh. Just like, you know, but, you know, you have to, in life, be open mm-hmm. to the workaround. And if the people can't do workarounds for you, you got to be able to do it for yourself.
Right. It was like when I used to have to practice my baritone in high school.
Yes.
And the only time I could ever do it was in the car, but my mom hated the noise. Oh. So I would shove a pillow down the tube and I would play.
See, there you
that's
go.
A great
yeah,
workaround.
But that's a workaround. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. That's a workaround.
That's a good one, Kel.
That was really Deb's idea, but no, shout out Deb.
But you did it, which is great. Yeah. But I remember, like, even when I had workouts and I didn't want to miss a workout, and if I was in the carny business, I'd never forget, like, I would, you know, in between at Fenway Park, let's say, used to have we'd have an in crowd and out crowd, but mm-hmm. there was the middle innings where you did nothing. So I would take the propane tanks and use them. I'd curl with them.
Yes.
I would, but it's like, anyway.
Workaround. I
digress. It's about the workaround. Do we, Pooch, need to take another break? We do. All right, we'll take one more break. We're going to talk about, I'll talk about the Mike Myers premiere and we will talk about Kelsey's
nail tip.
New nail tip. What?
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tia his, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
I would still be loving you. Look at that hair.
Right?
Wow.
I think I did this on the Lonely, one of the Lonely Guy shows. I did. This is Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin. But I was saying how much I miss rock stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like just the hair and the, you know, just free forming.
The energy
and the reckless abandon on his voice. And this is, he's actually calm on this song. Great Jimmy Page on guitar. Yeah, one of our Heel Squad fans mentioned this was their favorite Zeppelin song, which I agree. This is actually mine as well. But I was just pointing out the lyrics of Led Zeppelin last week. No more be sad, Kelsey.
No more be sad. Do you say I'm glad?
I don't know.
Happiness, I'm glad. That would be fun.
Later. Yeah, maybe
that
he
makes
is.
Sense.
Yeah. He's got gratitude for life and his partner. That's what it's about. It's funny because his new I heard him sing this like 2 years ago and it was pretty darn close. I was shocked. I thought if anyone's voice, he's got to be in his 70s.
Wow.
Yeah. We miss these days, people, but listen, life goes on. Now we have Bad Baby. $59 million worth of earnings later on OnlyFans. Only in America.
Only in America.
By the way, is that not similar to Homeless Joe showing up at bankruptcy court, hearing about that? It's just hilarious. It's so funny.
$59 million.
I love it. Yeah, catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
How about that? Oh my God. I may you just like Oprah did.
That's right.
Amazing. Poochie, don't get shy.
Oh, we're going to keep going?
Oh, why wouldn't we?
All right.
It's RGF Zero.
It's RGF Zero.
Same great regular guy Friday taste.
without the calories.
Without the takeaway.
Without the takeaway.
Okay. Kels, what is this nail workaround that we're all so excited to hear about?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
You know, I love my nails. Can't live without them. Truly feel naked without them. But they're expensive as hell. And I was getting into this thing for a minute called Gel X. Mm-hmm. Which is like they put the nail on top so it's less of the damage that acrylic is.
Okay.
But they're expensive. It's literally like you have to go every 3 weeks, maybe you could stretch a fourth, and it's $100 every time.
Oh, that's a lot.
It's
and
a lot.
Time.
And it's time.
All right, talk to me.
So I started trying to do the I bought the kit and I was like, I would try to do it myself. It would take me literally 3 hours.
Okay.
And I was like, this could be a nice therapeutic. No, it wasn't. Okay. It was just a waste of my time.
Got it.
So, there's some new companies that have come out with some great press-ons. And we always thought press-ons were tacky, but these companies have kind of like upped the ante. And for $11 a pack at Target, I love this one. It's like June and something, June and Co. or something like that at Target. $11 a pack for their little press-ons, and they look so cute.
I wouldn't even know the difference.
You would not even know the difference.
And those are the color?
And they molded come in color.
Oh, I'm in. Yep. And now how long do they last?
A week, two, if you're gentle.
Okay, and they don't destroy the cuticle or
Nope. And you can just rip them off and put on new ones.
RGF zero.
That's right.
3 calories
That's
today.
That's right.
Wow.
Right?
They're cheap. And
we can afford it, right, Pooj?
Yeah,
you can afford it. And it takes you, it literally took me 10 minutes to put them on.
And there's different lengths, so it comes super long, but you can cut them as short as you want
or keep them as long as you want.
Pooj, are you gonna partake?
My nails are so weak. I want to get the actual nails strong again, and then I'll start doing.
Why are they weak?
She bites them.
Yeah, I bite them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like
I've heard that nails are really a. I know with hair.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't lie, but I've heard that nails, like the strength of your nails, kind of indicate your health.
Yes.
Oh.
But are they yours? Just brittle from biting them, or are they just brittle?
They're not even brittle. Like, the actual nail is strong, but I'll, like, pick at it, like, when I'm stressed. So it is all funny, like, looking. Like, the shape is, like, all weird. So I'm trying to get them back to how they used to be, which was nice and strong and even.
And then you'll put on the nail so you
and
can
do
bi-B?
Exactly. Then we'll do press-on.
So you can do bi-B.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you need them for bi-B.
You do.
Yeah, they don't work. Bi-B is just not as...
Even my ones now are kind of short.
They're short, but no, it's still, I can still see them.
Bye, B. Great.
See?
Bye, B.
She's back.
I'm here. I feel naked without him.
You are back and you are elevating. Right? That's why we learned on our new show, Unregular People Therapy.
That's right.
Coming soon. We learned Kelsey's bad back.
Oh, yeah.
Was because...
Emotion.
What was the emotion?
I just think it was, I had my parents here this last weekend, which was amazing.
No, that's what you thought, but she had Dr. Kim DeRamo had a much better assessment.
I don't remember exactly.
I think it was something like your body's ascending, but you're blocked. You're not ascending
with it.
And you got to like let
go. Kind of the idea of like your mind. That was it. You're right. It was like everything else around me is ascending, but she said there was like a dissonance.
Yeah.
And so... It was creating this, blockage, this emotion, this hold in my back. Yeah, it was wild.
Well, because everything around you has been upgraded.
Yes.
And now it's up to you for that last
piece. Last stretch. That's right.
So we're at the premiere last night and it was just nice because, you know, I've been around long enough to see when people are being genuine. And the compliments Maria got from Mike Myers,
Keegan-Michael Key.
Yep.
Ken Jeong.
Especially Keegan and Mike because they're both creators. And for them to say, no, let me tell you something, X, Y, and Z. You know, Maria, you did this, you did this. Like, really.
So cool.
And then he talked to, at the live screening before, I heard from someone else that he went off for like 20 minutes to David O. Russell and the audience about how the comedic genius of Maria and how much she added to it. And it's like, he didn't have to do that.
Wow.
It was really nice of him. But then also, you know, like Maria, it's literally the modern day chaplain who's giving you that compliment. So it was really nice. Really, really nice to hear. So some RGF name drops.
Yeah.
We saw our old friend Seth Green, who we hadn't seen in a while. He just came out to support Mike Myers and gave us an update on Robot Chicken, if you're a Robot Chicken fan.
What is
that? I think it's a great animated series from Adult Swim. Oh, it's been around forever, but it's hilarious.
Really? Okay.
It's his brainchild. And he loves acting. He loves the craft. It was so cool to talk to him about it all. Then I talked to the editor, which was amazing as well. And Eliza Dushku and her husband, who've been on Better Together.
Oh, Schlesinger.
Eliza Schlesinger.
Yeah, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Sorry, yeah, I'm mixing up my Eliza's.
Yeah, she's a funny one.
She came up and had a baby. She shows a picture of the baby.
Oh, wow.
It was just really great to see her. And then I see these two cute girls walk up to me, and I'm thinking, well, maybe they have a thing for elderly distinguished gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, well, I'm flattered, ladies. Hello. And guess who it was?
Who?
Roxy.
Oh, no way.
And Steph Sabra.
Oh, hilarious.
Like, what are you guys doing?
What were they doing?
They have Rox has a friend, I forgot, who does all the events for Netflix.
Ah.
So.
That's so funny. Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
So random. I love it.
They each had their separate coaching / shaming sessions.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Nice.
Good. No, good. They know me well enough to know, like, I can't help it. I'm coming from a good place. No, I was actually really proud of them. And then we talked to, there's a management company called Untitled. Mm. And the owner of the company manages Mike Myers and so many other people. And, you know, he's married to married to a guy. So, you know, I brought him in with Roxy and Steph, and he was great. He just very helpful and gave his information and said, you know, how do we help you guys? And I was like, wait, yeah. Cause I was like, you know, I'm like, he's not hitting on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was really happy about that. And they were happy. And, then we just kind of drove home and absorbed it. There's probably some, and who else did Maria? I mean, I forget who else Maria saw there. That we talked about. It was just nice. It was nice. You know, on my antifungal diet, actually have tequila. So I like sipped a tequila soda with limes. Like, yeah.
How'd you feel after it?
After having it?
Yeah. Had it for a minute.
No, nice. I felt good. You know, nothing like too extravagant. it was so funny. God. Note to like vampires, guys. So of course, you know, you have to have your vampires at these events. Did Maria tell you about it?
No, but I just remembered a vampire. I have a good story for
you. Oh, we have a vampire story on this.
Yes.
RGF edition of RGF. RGF Zero.
That's right.
All the great tastes of Regular Guy Friday and
no takeaway.
None of the takeaway.
But we got three calories.
Right, 3 calories.
That's right. Okay, vampires. Carry on.
So you know, this guy is But he's biting Maria in the neck, and I come up to him, not knowing. Then he bites me in the neck. He's like, you know, dude, I met you before. We were outside the Hollywood Chinese Theater. It was at the Star Wars premiere. He's like, you know, and back then you had a beard. I'm like, yeah.
Okay. Bro,
I never had a beard. But I just was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just being nice. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're so cool. We talked about all these things. I'm like, that's nice. And so one of the producers from Pentaver goes, you need to come with me. I was like, oh, excuse me. You know, I'm being all like nice to the guy. And guy was like, no, he's grabbing every celebrity here, every person, you know, and he's not invited. Number one. Number two, he's not in the business. But this is the biggest kicker. He's like, I wouldn't even mind it at all. Him talking my ear off and going off. And when I asked him what he thought of the Mike Myers of Pentaverity, he's like, meh.
Shut
he's
up.
Like, not really.
Not really my thing.
Oh,
not,
no.
He's like, nah. He's like, he's like, I think his best years are behind him. Something
no
like that.
Way.
And I'm just like, take it back to Homeless Joe. Like, in other words, but then I wanted to be his friend because I'm like, no, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. You're at this high-end premiere, free drinks, free food. Like, you know, you probably had the screening before and then telling us how bad it sucks. Yeah. I'm like, no, he's awesome, and I want him on my team.
Oh,
how do I? I said, get me his. And Roxy was like, Kevin, leave now.
Leave now.
No, you're not doing this. I'm like, Rox, get me his number.
Is incredible.
You love it. No, it's like, I guess probably like being around these people because I could just wish I could have that. The confidence of the devil. Just amazing. He's like, no.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's like, nah, his best years behind him and nah. It's like, not for me.
People are crazy.
Anyway, more about me.
Jesus.
Oh, man. So that was kind of funny.
That's fun.
Your vampire story.
Yeah, no, I just think it's funny that we attract these people, and I'm sure Pooja does too. I'm literally on, and I think I've told you this before, but when I left Nordstrom, all my managers were like, no, who's going to deal with the crazy people? And I was like, wow. Thanks, guys. Because they would all, I dealt with all of them. So anyways, I'm on a walk last night just around my apartment. It's like late. It's, I don't know, like 8:30. And my dad FaceTimes me. And this woman is behind me walking her dog. And she's like, oh, who's that? I don't know this woman. I literally don't know her. Ooh. She's like, oh, my God, who's that? And I was like, oh, my dad. And she was like, he's cute. You're lucky. And I was like, it like literally would not let me leave. And I literally was like, oh, okay. She's like, what's he doing? Is he watching the Dodgers game? And I was like, lady, what? Would
I never told you
not stop. What?
About L.A.
Oh my God.
What was told to me by my old mentor.
I didn't know what to do. I like.
He said to me, Kevin, because I would have those experiences, yeah. Especially in that area.
Yeah.
Kevin. And again, these are the things that our generation could say today. I don't know. We'd probably be stoned or canceled, but whatever. He was like, Kevin, it's a city of lonely losers.
Yeah.
Narcissists who all, like 99% of them narcissists came out here to make it. And then like a 0.03% made it. And the rest... lonely because no one wants to be. They're just vampires and just narcissists.
That's
and
how it felt. I was
city
like,
of lonely losers.
Yeah, I would like could not. I was like trying to like run away.
So what's the workaround?
What is the work? Headphones. Big yes. Headphones. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Be careful. I want you to be able to hear things because you have to be alert too.
Right.
But yeah, you have men. You go. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on a call.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Love to talk. Yeah. I'm on a call.
Oof. Yeah.
I mean, okay. And by the way, that's even nice. You don't even to be, not, you know, but you know what? You don't have to be because sometimes it gets scary. Like, listen, there's people who want to say these things to you to distract you. Like the, what time is it?
Mm.
You know, you get the time on you. Like, no one really.
You have a phone.
It's to, right. Or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just who really is even asking for the time anymore?
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
And there's times when, again, I learned this in the carny business and I hate to bring it up, but I don't want to see anyone get hurt. But that was usually the get you talking to either con you out of something or do something even worse. Mm. So,
yeah. So you don't have to make
just remember, right. Like, it's safety first. And but we're also shame based and we're more shame based now than ever. And I know with your generation, you guys are like so into being better than us and better than everybody. Mm. So, of course, literally like, you know, a serial murderer, rapist, like could come out of jail. But no, you have to accept and be nice because our generation doesn't do that. Like, okay, great. You're better than us. I concede it.
Yeah.
But now can I not have you
be safe?
Yeah. Can I have you not have an axe put over your head or God, you know what I mean? Like, so I always say like, just don't fall into that shame based thing.
Mm-hmm.
You only owe truth to your loved ones, you know, the people you love. I say that all the time. I told you, my friend Randall taught me that because I used to be the one that would be in the long conversations with them or forfeiting. And by the way, if they're sometimes other higher end con artists, they just want to get you talking because they want the gathering data and information. But my friend like Randall would just bold-faced lie to them, but the most ridiculous lies.
Really?
So good.
He'd be like, oh, I've got like, you know, he's like, I've got a wedding cake in the oven and this house is filled with screaming kids. And it was like the house was silent and the oven was empty.
Yeah.
And I said, but Randall, what if he calls you out on that? He's like, I'm going to say to him, sir, I don't know you. I owe you no truth. Now leave my house.
Mm. Wow.
So it's just a reminder. Yeah, that was innocent, but sometimes not. And it's sad that that's how it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's times where you can... Nighttime, walking out alone, I'd rather you just be safe. You're in a coffee shop during the day. You want to like, you know, someone's lonely, talk to them. You want to buy someone a coffee, whatever, give them some money. That's fine. You know, I love everyone being decent to each other, but yeah, you gotta be a little careful. So how did it end?
I kind of just, she was still doing her blah, blah, blah. And I just walked fast and was like, okay,
that's what
bye.
You gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you have to do.
It was interesting though. I was like, yeah, okay.
You know what I hate is when I get that and I'm walking the little dogs. It's really scary.
Yeah.
Because they're like one kick away from being killed. So I'm like, wait, I have to, you know, when I used to walk the three of them. Yeah. And then, Noelle, oh my God, Nick Noelle was handicapped. So she's in a pouch because this happened to me. I got that, you know. Yeah. And it was scary. And so finally, I literally just said, screw this. I picked up. It was pitch black dark. It's in some park somewhere. And I remember because I had to take them to a hotel because we were getting this place fumigated. It's like 20, when I first bought it, it had to be tented for Carpenter Ants or whatever it was at the time. And I had to go stay in a hotel. And the hotel had this like pitch black park outside. So I took them out to potty. And then I got the hay. And next thing I knew, like, guys, like, coming over to me. And, like, it was just pitch black and just spider sense was tingling. And I just started walking faster. And he started, like, going over to slow jog. So I just picked up the three. The two of them had Noelle in my pouch. And I just ran. And then he pulled the yelling and screaming at me. Oh, yo, you think I'm going to rob you? You think you're, you know, no, no, no. So, you know, no. And then, but again, now I feel like I was ashamed of myself because I'm like, oh, what, maybe I'm judging. And I'm like, no, I had to protect them.
No.
So then, of course, this is just how my brain works. So I went through the shame, and then the shame turned to anger. So I put the dogs down, changed into my fighting shoes, ran down to the lobby of the hotel. I'm like, where is this mother? You know, okay,
now it's on.
I couldn't find him.
No, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
God protected me. Yeah,
that's good.
And by the way, maybe he was trying to say hi. Like I said, I'm really glad that I just went on the side of safety. I'd rather live another day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry if I hurt someone's feelings, but.
But I'm alive.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Well.
Wow.
Have we learned anything? Very little.
We did.
Have we profited in any way, shape, or form?
I really like the art of the workaround.
Yeah, that was, I really
like
that.
You like the workaround?
I do a lot. I do a lot.
My whole life is a workaround, you guys. You know that from being around me.
It is. Yeah.
Everything.
You're a problem solver.
Yeah. Well, you want to keep things going efficiently and smoothly. I mean, we have these dogs, same thing. They're very old. They're older. They have not been trained. So they pee everywhere. Okay, so it's belly wraps. And then I put in some doggy doors in the kitchen. And then, like, you could see Bobo was, like, chewing through the door. So then I covered them in acrylic. So now, like, they can't scratch them or whatever. You know, it's just now everything's... Just the workaround. But I can't tell you how many people don't do the workaround. They just keep, and now I'm pushing it on Violetta, you know, because I have Francisco over there and we're just like tearing things down left and right. I'm just like, you know, I'm like, but when I think of what she's worked around, one bathroom, all the kids there, I'm like, Violetta. And we just came to find out that thank goodness. So we redid her kitchen. We redid the back bathroom. And now the main bathroom of the main house, and everything was like all rotted out. I'm like, thank God. No, but no, it's good. It's good we found it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we'll replace everything and find a way to get another. There's a way to get another bathroom in there, too. Speaking of workarounds, because Francisco's telling me we can't. Like Francisco, Stephen the Mew, Maria. I'm like, really? You want? He's like, oh, the electrical box is there. I'm like, yeah, and we can pull it out, and we can move it on the outside of the wall, and we can recess it, and then we can put a picture or a mirror on a hinge that we can open it when we need. No one will see it. Get back to it. But I've even with Violetta, I'm like, no, you're living way too hard, Violetta. Like, you don't have to, I get it. Like, but no, we find the workaround and that's that.
That's that.
So, Poogie.
Yes.
Bring me in some Ava Max.
Ava.
And then, in our RGF Zero bonus. I'm dying to hear some Ava.
I know, I miss her.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not that crisp anymore.
Same.
Really? You don't feel crisp?
No.
You guys are both crisp.
I can't even say benches.
Really?
Stop.
Yeah, I know, you are losing it.
I really am.
Here's the thing, like, I feel like I've lost you. So now, like, you've, like, turned to, like, drugs almost. You know, now my other kid.
Drugs.
Well, it's like my other kid. It's like, well, I'm giving up on the oldest. Now, my youngest, I feel like, is going to lose her cool, her hip.
I know.
I feel like we're about 6 months or a year away from Pooja now.
Losing our cool?
Yes.
Damn. We're on a timeline.
Sad.
Yeah, we are. We're on a...
That is sad.
Don't lose it,
Pooja. You can put her into a clown job.
Yeah.
You don't have to do this job, Pooja.
Okay.
And we'll just stay friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me where to go.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Man.
For a rock. Yeah, and our Jeff bonus. I want to get your opinion on a certain rock star. Talked about rock stars early. Let's see what you guys, what your generation thinks of a certain old rock star. See if it still holds up. Anyway, you guys, hopefully, definitely, each weekend's going to get better and better because we are just knocking at the door of the summer of heal.
Ooh.
Summer of heal, it's on its way. Now, some of us will be meditation and things like that, and some of the other healing will take place with
tequila sodas.
Multiple drinks. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Either one accepted.
Either
yes,
one accepted.
No judgment
and
here.
And celebrated.
But until then, just try to remember why we're here. Even on those RGF Zero days, help people, learn from mistakes, and have a few laughs along the way.
That's right.
You guys, from Ava Max.
Oh, Ava.
And the rest of us at Regular Guy Friday. Kelsey, Pooja, moi.
Moi.
Have an amazing weekend.
What an amazing weekend,
Kelsey,
everybody.
If you would.
Bye. I can't do it.
No,
Batches. That was pretty good.
Pooja, Batches. Please. Pooja,
Batches.
Help us.
Batches.
You want me to do it?
Yes, you can do it, Pooja.
You got this.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Know,
you got it. No.
Now.
You've got it, honey.
Batch.
Okay.
You got it.
Bye, Betches.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That
I learned
really
from
good.
The best.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
The great Reed Manzarek on the keyboards.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Doors.
This is Jim Morrison live on the Smothers Brothers, by the way.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby.
Make it louder? Okay, look at him. Look, no, Kelsey, pay attention.
I am not afraid.
Still hot to you or no?
Give me a sec.
What was that promise that you made?
No.
Really?
Why won't you tell me what she
No, guys,
said.
Come on. Really? Jim Morrison's not hot to you guys?
What was that
no.
promise that you made?
He reminds me of some guy who lives in Silver Lake, and that's not my vibe.
Yeah, you're
oh
right.
Guys,
Kelsey, you're
this
so
is
right.
Jim Morrison.
I know, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We said
Fall
what we said.
From the sky for you and I.
Right, though, Pooja? He's like, yeah, no. He's like at the Blue Bottle in Silver Lake.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
look at the body. Come on, in the body language. See, this drumming, I can handle this, too.
Oh, the black eye.
Okay, I love the dramatic. Wait for the dramatic pause here.
Touch me, babe.
Nothing, guys.
No.
Really?
Nah.
Look at the horns in the back. Nothing. Look at the horn section. Come on.
He's kind of making me cringe a little bit.
He's making you cringe with the maracas? What? You guys.
What was that promise that you made?
And the violins in the back. What?
Like if I saw him on Raya.
This is amazing.
Say no.
If you saw him on Raya.
You're swiping which way on Raya?
No. I would say no.
Which is that swipe left, right?
It's hit the X.
from the sky. For
maybe
you and
like,
I.
His hair looks like my aunt's hair. So like,
he is a rock star, kids.
Sorry.
But all the young kids have salads like that.
It's
Pooja.
Not the hair as much as his
they all, everyone's got, every like 13-year-old kid has the salad like this now.
No,
okay,
that's
I'm not attracted
by
to
the way, RGF hair is salad, just to be clear. What did you say?
So, well, I'm attracted to 13-year-olds. For you and I.
Great point, Kelsey. Great
you.
Point. Why we maybe don't love this.
I am shocked.
Are you?
Yes.
Really?
It's Jim Morrison.
I mean, great music.
Oh, my God.
That guy's cool.
Yeah, I like him better.
You like this guy better.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
that. You would date him over
what
Jim Morrison.
What are you doing right now?
Look at Jim. He's looking like a weirdo.
He's playing the maracas. Oh, my goodness.
Why is he doing it like that? Wait, that just gave me the ick, Kels.
Yeah.
The ick on
yeah.
Jim?
Well, him
wow.
specifically doing this move.
Wow. Yeah, I am
no,
so
no,
glad
no.
this is RGF Zero. Wow. I am stunned. RGF Zero, extended bonus content. I've got to even extend the bonus because I'm just flabbergasted by the... I just can't believe how turned off by Jim Morrison you are. Okay, now then I'm going to have to pull out... I'm just going to pull out the big guns.
Okay.
Ooh. Now I'm going to give you guys a real stud. Make this bigger for us, Pooji Pooj. I want you okay. to see the great Adam West. And not just the great Adam West as Batman... Him doing the Batusi, and you tell me, watch the hot girl he does it with, too. I believe it's the great Jill Ireland. Go ahead. Or it's one of the Jills. Jill St. John, maybe.
One of the Jills.
Yep. Now, coming into the bar. Look at, she's hot. Right?
She is.
She's
right?
like, damn.
And yeah, damn. And look at that. Look at the walk from Adam West in the Batman costume.
Your cape. Ringside table. Oh, he's going right to her.
I just want to thanks. I'll stand at the bar. I shouldn't wish to attract attention.
It's amazing. Look at the pauses, kind of confused. This guy, comedically so freaking underrated, so dry.
She's playing hard to get.
Quiet.
Large fresh orange juice, please.
Large fresh orange juice, please.
What?
Oh, looking for a friend. Yep.
Maybe you can help me. I've got a problem. Why is a quarrel like a bargain?
Well, well. What master taught you to write?
The answer is it takes two to make it. Like beautiful music, like the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we?
Your orange juice, sir. Batman special.
Robin watching from the Batmobile.
What's your name?
Molly.
You interest me strangely. I accept your invitation.
Okay, now watch this.
Get it, Molly.
No, forget Molly. Look
I love
at,
her.
Look at Adam West.
Oh, stop it.
Amazing.
Oh, my
what?
God.
No! I hate this.
Wait.
I like Robin better.
Yeah, Robin's
cool. You guys are just killing me today.
Robin's just, like, cool in the car.
You know what? I vaguely... Oh, there's Frank Gorshin and the Riddler. I vaguely recall... I think she slipped something in the drink.
Oh.
I think so.
Batman.
Damn right he does.
Nothing. It's...
You're... Yeah.
Oh, you know
something
that.
Was in the drink.
Yes.
Yes.
My drink. Doped.
Doped. Now here we go. No, this is him in front of King Tut. So King Tut put him under a spell. And now we get to see the Batusi all over again, except for King Tut.
What?
And there's the great Victor Buono playing King Tut. You tell me he doesn't shake a mean cape. Stop it now.
I'm so confused.
You're confused? So you don't want to date him either?
Probably not.
Yes. Time to kick ass. Here we go.
Hi.
See?
Thought you'd unhinge me, did you? I fooled you. I kept my reason by reciting the multiplication tables backwards.
Yes. That's all you have to do, Pooch. Just recite the multiplication tables
backwards.
RJ of Zero, bonus edition. We're 0-2 for this generation.
Doing well.
Seeing what I think are just studly men. We're going to go for one more. Okay, this one. Let's see if the two of you can resist the greatness of one Arthur Fonzarelli, a.k.a. The Fonz, Henry Winkler from Barry. To you kids.
Yes, I love Henry.
Please press play, Pooji. Fonz at the Dance Marathon.
Two, one, two, three.
I want to see how talented Henry Winkler is.
He's such a baby.
Right?
Winkler.
Look at that. Look at dumb.
Wow.
Right? Go Fonz.
Ugh. Wow.
All right. Right? See? And even whoever put that up on the air loved it. Fonz wins the dance marathon. No. So...
Yeah.
Would you at least date him?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Out of all of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe Henry. Like one night, like, go for a coffee.
Yeah, for sure.
Wouldn't be a night date. Maybe like
he
a coffee.
Have drinks, not dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Drinks and with an out, meaning like,
right.
Yeah, I'm supposed to meet my friends.
Right. For dinner.
Same with you, Pooja?
Yeah, I think that's the move.
But he would at least get that.
He'd get a date.
Yeah. He was in Arrested Development, so I like him from that.
I didn't ask you if you like him from Arrested Development.
I like Arrested Development.
From what you just, you would
too.
Be dating this Henry Winkler, not the Arrested Development Henry
oh,
Winkler.
Oh,
this Henry Winkler.
Yeah, he
Winkler.
Seems fun.
Yeah, he seems like he can dance. He seems funny.
Yeah.
Family oriented.
Yeah.
Those are three great things.
Clean style.
Attractive or no?
Yeah, he's cute. Yeah.
Pooch?
The hair could be fixed a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's attractive, but like he's good other ways.
He's good other ways.
I just am confused. Okay. Anyway, well, everyone, that's it for RGF bonus. RGF zero bonus.
Triple bonus.
And I don't know. You let us know on Patreon your thoughts. We always like to get these because then we know who's really. Paying attention. Who's really listening at this point?
Truly.
I disagree. I think all three gentlemen are lovely, very suitable. I think, anyway, I'm hoping my daughters are lucky enough to meet any of them.
I hope so too.
And that's all I'll say.
Okay. We would like to meet Henry Winkler.
Yeah, I'd love to meet them.
I've worked with Henry.
He's amazing.
Like beyond.
He seems
awesome.
Gracious, kind. I attended one of his lectures when I first came out here. He spoke to the Writers Guild. Just advice that I always use to get me through everything. He said, here's a fourth gallery. Henry was like saying, this is back then. He's like, when you're making your decisions in your career, goes, and even in life, he goes, but especially in your career, he goes, stick with what's in your heart. You know, what's in your heart or what's in your gut either way. And I don't think I sometimes did that, but I didn't often do it. Probably because I was too blocked, you know,
yeah.
To actually go, wait, does this even feel right? I just always move so fast and I take on so much. I don't really think it through.
Well, sometimes society tells you otherwise. Like what's in your heart is not like right in society, you know, so you go against it. You're like, oh, it shouldn't be that.
There's true. That. And then there's also society telling you it's, you know, it's about achievements and it's about outcomes and it's about, you know, so what's in your heart. But you guys, I'll give you this. you may have terrible taste in men, but you're embracing that.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that lesson.
So I was trying to get through to back to Roxy and Steph at the premiere. That's kind of what I was saying. Mm. Like, guys, like, just stop with the outcomes and the and what you have to achieve, and you know, just keep going, and you're gonna be lighter, and you're gonna be able to do more, and you're gonna accomplish more, and you're gonna enjoy more.
Absolutely.
But you'll be lighter, you know. Even Maria now, it's the main thing I would say about Maria. She's lighter from her therapy she's on. It's so funny. Like, I got such a hard time. We went to a couples therapist once, and I remember saying that with Maria, I was like, you need more coping tools. Like, the people in our business are not going to change. You know, we attract, you know, wonderful people. I want to say that because I don't want to keep putting it out there, but we also attract like horrible human beings. And that's not going to change. So you have to be able to figure out how can you work with them. And now, you know, she is. So that's calorie 4 and 5.
Nice.
Sorry for people who were listening today and did not want to get any calories. I apologize.
Can I give a 6 calorie?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I'm just really enjoying I recently have decided that I just hate makeup and mascara, so I got a lash lift for $100.
Lash lift.
Lash lift and tint, and it lasts like look almost at you. 2 months, and I haven't been wearing anything, and I really love it.
You always look great.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
So that's fun. Look
gorgeous and luscious.
Wow.
Thank you.
You guys, RGF zero with 5 calories.
That's right.
Maybe even 6 calories.
Yeah. Whoa.
I think that's crazy. 6. I think if we do... Yeah, I think if you can karaoke Touch Me by The Doors, then do the Batusi, and then you do Fonzie's Havana Gila dance, you can work off those 5 or 6 calories.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Bye, bees.